Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 26 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5-7. Happy Monday to all of you, and happy whatever day you happen to be watching this, if you're not watching it on Mondays when the show usually comes out. Welcome to another delightful episode of i5 for the iPhone, in case you didn't know where you were. This is the show where we pick the five best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and share them with you. I'm Sarah Lane, I am your cruise director, and I hope you've taken some Dramamine. Number one. So we've all gotten used to the Pandora model of content. You know, you listen to music that you're in the mood for, and if you don't like what's served up, you give it a thumbs down, and then the service gets smarter over time. News apps follow this model too. I've been using the newsreader Zeit in this way. If you like what you read, the app will show you more content like that in the future. Now, an app called Swell Radio does the same for audio news. So you start listening to what Swell plays. If you like the news, great, you're just listening.
This is a download from the BBC.
If not, you swipe to move ahead. Now, if you swipe ahead within the first 20 seconds, Swell considers you not interested in that topic and will target future news categories accordingly. Swell also takes into consideration your location. So someone in Los Angeles might be more interested in a musician being profiled on KCRW, which is an indie radio station down there. Maybe somebody in Detroit, not as much. The design of Swell is nice. You can skip ahead, you can skip back, you can scrub to a specific moment in the broadcast, you can go into your topics and choose a topic you're in the mood for, or just let Swell give you endless content. One little thing that kind of bugs me about the whole thing, though, is skipping forward is currently the only way to tell Swell, yeah, I don't really like a story about rhino horn poaching. I heard that one this morning. But what if I'm just not in the mood right then? What if it's just a little too early in the morning for me to hear about that? I'd like a distinction between not now and never. Otherwise, I love Swell. It is absolutely free. And for that, I think you'll love it, too. Number two, we got a little duh tip email from Hannah. Hello, Hannah. She writes, here's an easier way to crop photos. Go into the photo you want to crop in the photo app, the native one. Then just zoom in on it, do a screenshot. It then saves your newly cropped photo faster and way easier. Who knew? All right. This is a handy trick. And it's important to remember that you really aren't losing much quality this way. The new screenshot takes its data from the Retina screen of the iPhone itself, which is obviously very high res. That said, this isn't really technically a crop tip, but a zoom tip, because the new photo has exactly the same dimensions as the original, but as you zoom in, the photo shows more artifacts if you're using this method in the Photos app. Now, obviously, in iOS 7, square cropping is part of the camera app, so this all should be a little bit less of an issue. Number three, you know, speaking of photos, I did say that we'd spend each episode focusing on a new feature of iOS 7 as we march towards the full public release this fall. So we looked at the camera app already, but the upcoming Photos app is maybe even more interesting. The Photos app will now include Moments, which is a tool that automatically organizes your photos in your camera roll into what it considers logical events, a lot like how iPhoto collections work for all you OS X users. When it comes to sharing, AirDrop is built right in, so you can share photos easily with all your buddies. iCloud photo sharing has been improved too. You can share your photos into other photo streams, and other people can share into your photo streams. There's just so much sharing. And if you're just looking at the design itself, the whole thing looks different, of course, to match iOS 7's new look as well. I, for one, very excited. may come as a bit of a surprise to some of you, but I take a lot of photos on my iPhone. And anything that cleans up this sad sack of future Instagram favorites is a good thing. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock.com, you can find the perfect image or video for your next creative project, whether it's for your website, some sort of publication, an advertisement, maybe you're making a video, or any other type of project. Choose from over 26 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. Shutterstock reviews each image individually for content and quality before adding it to its library. But many contributors to Shutterstock are professional photographers and artists, so the quality is great. Also, Shutterstock is adding 10,000 images per day. So every time you visit, you're guaranteed to find something new and cool. You can choose individual image packs. You can choose a monthly subscription for the best deal, which is downloading 25 images a day with a standard subscription. And you can download any image in any size and pay one price. Lots of flexibility. Shutterstock gives you the images you need to bring your creative projects to the next level. And it's easy. You've got sophisticated search tools, a new spectrum tool. You can search for images by color spectrum. That's awesome. You can share images via light boxes with other members of your team. And Shutterstock has an award-winning iPad app. It's actually my favorite way to browse for images. Beautiful iPad app as well. Shutterstock is a complete global offering. They've got multilingual customer service with dedicated reps, full-time customer support throughout the week to help you. You can try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. No credit card needed. Just start an account and begin using Shutterstock to help imagine what your next project could look like. When you decide to purchase, use the offer code I57. That's I-F-I-V-E and then the number 7. And new accounts will receive 30% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com. And for 30% off new accounts, use the offer code I57. Number 4. Last week, I asked all of you for answers to the perplexing issue of there not being a dictionary app, at least not one I could find, to look up words without first highlighting them in iOS. Well, the dictionary app still doesn't exist. You guys looked under every nook and cranny. But I did get a ton of great options, like this email from Jonathan, who writes, you can, number 1, ask Siri, define elephant.
Here's what I found.
That's his favorite. Hadn't even thought about that. Siri uses Wolfram Alpha to give you back a definition. Number 2, highlight a word and select define. So we know that. Number 3, use Spotlight to search the web. Or number 4, jailbreak your iPhone and use Spot Dict. Probably your least favorite, says Jonathan, but the best answer. Jonathan, it's true that we tend to stay away from jailbreaking tips here on i5 because to talk about the pros and the cons and the support issues would kind of just be a whole nother show. But every once in a while, it's good to be reminded that there are workarounds for those of you that want to free yourselves from the shackles that are iOS federal prison. Finally, number 5, you guys are on the tip fire this week, so I'm just gonna stay on the train. Got an email from Jordan who writes, have you ever been stuck endlessly scrolling through the different pages of emoji trying to find the right one, but realizing the one you actually want is back on the first page of icons in that group? Instead of scrolling back through all the other pages, you can just tap the blue tab icon once to zoom back to the first page. Okay. I'm not sure I'd ever say that emoji navigation is something I'm lost in, but I do like my emojis, and it's definitely something I find myself scrolling through a lot. Like, where was the turtle? Where was the frog? A one-tap jump back is a nice little feature I didn't know about. Did you? Okay, let's everybody thank Jordan together. Thanks, Jordan. And that will unfortunately do it for this episode of i5. If you know somebody who has an iPhone and might like a show like this, maybe they're switching over from BlackBerry eventually, show them how to subscribe to the show at twit.tv/i5 or just search for us in their favorite podcast app. Maybe you can suggest one of your own. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll see you right here next week on i5 for the iPhone. Lane out.